morning. Happy Mother's Day. Mothers are such an important influence on our lives, and I was blessed to live with a Christian mom, so I want to tell you about her. Her name is Shirley Haley, and my mom taught me so much about life. My early memories of her, I just remember all the ways she served our family. I can remember her hanging laundry out on the clothesline on wash day. I can remember sitting around the table and eating hot meals that she cooked every night. I can just remember her taking care of us, making sure we got to school, and always, every Sunday, we went to church. She made a lot of fun and a lot of memories for our family. I can remember growing up going to the drive-in with my brother. That's probably not something people do today, but in those days, we'd go and play on the playground and have a pillow in the back seat, and we have fun times as a family. I can remember camping trips, and we always camped in a tent. And when I was a kid, I thought that was a lot of fun. And as I grew up, my mom cared for not only me, but my siblings, especially when they had a baby that had special needs, my sister. And a lot of people would look at somebody with special needs and think of things they can't do, but my mom wasn't like that. She always thought of what Brenda could do and how we could help her get there. When it was time for Brenda to go to school, there was only one class in Logan County for kids with special needs. That was in Lincoln, and the district did not have transportation to get her there. So my mother went out and found a job that had the same hours as my sister's school, and she transported her back and forth for several years. She did that until Brenda was independent enough to ride on the school bus. Also, as my sister grew up, my mom encouraged me to work with her. Brenda wanted to learn how to read, and that kind of got me interested in the field of education, and so that's kind of how I became a teacher in a way, because I got a lot of experience working with Brenda. Now my mom's 80 years old and she still continues to serve. She works with funeral dinners at her church. She works in two part-time church offices. She takes people to cancer treatments. She babysits her great-grandchildren. She sings in nursing homes. I'm very proud because my mom has taught us all to serve God in whatever way, whatever gifts you have. And we've all been able to do that. My mom's always been there. She's always there offering to help. She's always relied on God. And I think that was God's plan. I think our relationship with our parents and our mom is a model for Him. We rely on our parents. They help us. They're there whenever we need them, just like God's always there for us too. In Proverbs 31, the Bible says that a woman of noble character is clothed in strength and dignity, laughs at the days to come, speaks with wisdom, and her children arise and call her blessed. I see all those things in my mom, and I'm striving to do those things too. Happy Mother's Day.
Well, today is the wrap-up on our series. We've been in for 5 weeks, Life's Most Important Question. And Mother's Day coincides with this so well, and I hope you'll see that today. But I have suggested that life's most important question is, why am I here? What is my purpose for being on earth? We have been created, we've been contending here that just being born, just living, and then dying, and that's it, there's more to it than that. We were created by God for a reason. First of all, you and I were made to worship God. You were designed to be a God person and to honor Him with your life. This speaks to your commitment. He is first. The first purpose for God is a vertical purpose toward Him. Second, you are here to be like Jesus and fulfill God's imageness in you. This speaks to your character and who you are and who you're going to emulate. Third purpose is we are to be a part of God's family. God designed you to love Him and to be like Jesus and to connect with His family. You were created to be in fellowship and genuine relationship with other believers. This speaks to community. And number four, we were created to be a servant. Serving is the way to self-actualization. You were created to do good works. This speaks to your contribution. And today, the fifth and final reason for our existence is you were made for mission. God is at work in the world and wants you to join Him. So today we're going to look at see how some mothers fulfilled their mission. You just heard from Deb Wilhelm talking about her mother, Shirley Haley. Shirley used to be a member here. And in Deb's testimony, and you'll see in all these testimonies, these moms fulfilled what they were created for. And you'll see this in every mom. Every one of these moms worships God, tries to live like Jesus as much as they can. They're connected to God's family. They serve, and they have a sense of mission. And these testimonies will all essentially be the same in one sense, but they'll also be unique in their own way. So they're going to show how moms fulfill their mission. And what I found striking in Deb's testimony, and there's a lot about Shirley that could be said and that she did say, but especially what I found here is the role of a servant, 80 years old and still serving. Besides all the things that Deb mentioned, Shirley also comes down to Vonderly, sings once a month to help us at worship there. She's still fulfilling the mission Jesus has given her. If I know Shirley Haley, she'll do that till the day she dies. Have you ever wondered why God just doesn't immediately take us to heaven the moment we're saved? Why does he leave us in this fallen world? Just take me now, Jesus, I'm ready. Well, he leaves us here to fulfill his purposes for us. We are to be his hands and feet. Once you're saved, God intends to use you for his goals. He has a mission for you. What is that mission? Well, it's most commonly stated in Matthew 28, 18 through 20, although it's mentioned many other places. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me, Jesus is speaking. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you, and surely I'm with you always to the very end of the age. Make disciples, that's the mission. Baptizing, teaching everything I've commanded, sharing the good news, and have a global mentality. Basically, your mission is a continuation of Jesus' mission on earth. As his followers, you and I are to continue what he started. Now, Jesus repeated this commission 5 times in 5 different ways in 5 different books of the Bible. All of them were at the end of his time here on earth, and he's basically saying, I really want you to get this. And Shirley Haley gets it. Acts 1:8, you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, all Judea, Samaria, and all the ends of the earth. John 20:21, as the Father sent me, I am sending you. 2 Corinthians 5, we are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. You and I were saved so we can have a part of sharing the good news with others and advancing the kingdom on earth. And moms, you have that same mission. No matter how successful your children are, or how well-adjusted, or how smart, or athletic, or kind, or hardworking, that's all wonderful. But the mission, are they in Christ, fully in Christ, a disciple, a follower of him? Shirley Haley was fulfilling what she was created for, and she was created to worship God, to live like Jesus, to connect with God's family, to serve, and make disciples. We're going to watch another testimony on how this mother fulfilled her mission.
My mom's Jody Diver. I have a special relationship with her. I was born on her 20th birthday, April 27th. So I think we were linked together pretty well just at that point. She was always a typical mom growing up as far as all the, you know, the nurturing, caring. You always felt loved. I had no problem with that. Even after she would grit her teeth and point her finger in your chest and spank your butt, you still always felt loved no matter what. As a child, you know, she did all the basic things. She made sure that we were here. As we grew older, one of the things that she would do with me and my brothers is she gave us freedom. I think she knew we were going to make mistakes, knew that we were going to mess up, and let us learn lessons our own way. But we could always go back to her. We could always go back and talk to her, and I greatly appreciate that from her as well. When I was 18 years old, she actually gave me something, and I still have it here. I was leaving for college, and she gave me a note, and I'm not going to read it. It's a poem, but I want to let her know, and really everyone know, that I still carry that with me. It's something that I get out and look at every now and then, find it here. It's all beat up. She knows what's on it. I can hardly open it anymore, but I do get it out, and I do remember the stuff the thoughts that you have for me, and it means a lot more now than I have for the kids. As far as like faith, morals, you try to sit here and think of stuff, you know, special stuff that maybe she did growing up. I think the biggest thing that she did is she just made sure that we were at church every Sunday. That was one of the biggest things to me. You know, as a child, we went to all the little galleries, we went to any church events. But she always made sure we were at church, maybe not with me, but with her grandkids, with my kids. She makes sure that they're here for Sunday school, for donuts, for all that stuff. Even whenever I'm running late, she's making sure that they're there. And I really appreciate that greatly. So I love you, Mom. I love everything that you do for us. You're kind of like Marie from Everyone Loves Raymond every now and then, because we live a block away and she's down all the time. But all of her help, all of her support has been greatly appreciated.
All right. Very good. That's Ryan Dibert and his mother, Jody, and that ugly guy with her. Jody fulfilled her created purpose, to love God, be like Jesus, be part of God's family. She's a servant, and she has a sense of mission. When I listen to Ryan and what I know about Jody, the outstanding thing about her, I see her as a discipler. Jesus said, make disciples, teaching them. And as a mom, of course, that includes not only teaching, but also discipline, which she did, as Ryan points out. Can you imagine trying to raise those four Dibert boys? She is a saint. Jody did her discipling, not only at home, but also teaching Sunday school here at church. She's been a discipler of children all her life, and now she's doing the same thing with her grandchildren, teaching them to observe all I've commanded. Here's another thing about your mission for all of us. Your mission has eternal significance. It will impact the eternal destiny of other people. So it is more important than any job or any achievement or any goal or any award you will reach during your life on earth. The consequences of your mission will last forever. Your job will not. So nothing else will matter as much as helping people establish an eternal relationship with God. William James says, the best use of life is to spend it for something that outlasts it. And only the kingdom of God is going to last beyond this life. That's why we live purpose-filled lives, committed to God, living like Jesus, committed to God's family, to service, and to our mission. The Apostle Paul's mission was, I consider my life worth nothing to me. My only aim is to finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given me, the task of testifying to the good news of God's grace. There are people, you think about this, on this planet that you may be the only one that can reach them. Because of where you live, how you're connected, you know, how God made you to be. And this is especially true for parents. You are the ones to witness to your children and to reach them. And right now, your children are your primary mission if they're still at home, so that they can fulfill the purpose for their lives, so the children can be worshiping God, be like Jesus, be part of God's family, serve, and fulfill their mission. I know that's Jody Dibert's heart. In John 9, Jesus says, as long as it is day, we must do the works of him who sent me. Night is coming when no one can work. In other words, the clock is ticking. And as parents, we know the clock is ticking. We only have about 18, 20 years at the most. And in reality, if they don't get it in those first 12 years, it's pretty tough after that. So fulfill the mission now that you've been given. The next testimony has a little different flavor. I think you'll enjoy it.
I think having a strong relationship with my mom is one of the greatest gifts I've been given. There are lots of words I could use to describe my mom. Loving, generous, helpful, extremely hardworking, the list could go on forever. My mom has never failed to show her unconditional love for me. It's in the times when she stays up until 2 a.m. waiting for me to get home just to make sure I made it home safe, and when there's only one piece of garlic bread left and she lets me have it. My mom has always been my greatest supporter and encourager in life, in my faith, the billions of school activities I get caught up in, my hobbies, and so much more. She's always been the best shoulder to cry on, even when she's 2.5 hours away while I'm at school. Because anytime I'm having an emotional breakdown or something exciting happens, she's always the first person I want to call. I'm thankful for a mother who has set such a great example to not only her own child, but others as well. My mom sends me a text every morning. Every morning she sends me Bible verses or devotions or encouraging words. And every morning she reminds me how much she loves me and how much God loves me, and that if I just put my trust in him, amazing things can happen. As simple as those messages are, it makes me realize how lucky I have it to have a mom who supports me in my walk with Christ and can give me guidance. I don't know if my mom even knows how much I appreciate those daily texts, but I love being reminded by my mom daily of how great God's love is for me, and that we can live fearlessly and confidently, not because of who we are, but because of whose we are. I love you, Mom.
I love this. I really, really appreciate it. And I really like, it's the only way I could get people to clap for me when I come to stage, so I forgot my notes here. That, of course, is Haley Vaughn. Oh, boy. Haley talking about her mother, Patty, and Patty is Haley's cheerleader, and Patty supports her daughter, sends her scriptures to keep her on track. And the thing that I got out of this testimony is the encouragement that just oozes from this testimony. That's the third role of a mom, is an encourager. And she encourages Haley to stay on track. I've talked to Patty, and the first thing she talks about with Haley is she staying true to the Lord? Is Haley fulfilling her fivefold purpose? It is Patty's priority. Now, all these moms want their kids to do well in life, of course. But these moms also know if the kids do well but do not fulfill these five purposes, they haven't done well in life. And it is so easy to get sidetracked and distracted from your mission because Satan would rather have you do anything besides fulfill why you were created. Satan will let you do all kinds of good things as long as you don't take anyone to heaven with you, especially your kids. He will let you be a good person. He'll let you be successful. He'll let you be happy just so you don't do anything to help people follow Jesus. And so often it's mom, they're the ones that keep the family focused on track. And one question I hope we will all ask after today is, how can God be God of my family? How can my family fulfill the mission that's been given to us? I hear in Patty every time I talk to her, and this is what Mother's Day is really about, moms who fulfill their mission of making disciples out of their children. Now, 2 weeks ago, I said something that you will disagree with, and maybe on Mother's Day, probably shouldn't even be said. But here it is. Your most important family is not your biological family. Your most important family is God's family, because that family is eternal. The biological is not. God's family will endure forever. So my number goal with my biological family is so they'll be a part of God's family. That's the important one. Are my kids connecting to God's family? Are they connecting to God's church? Are they connecting to God himself? Basically, this whole series comes down to this. Will I accept God's agenda for my life? Will I fulfill why he created me? You can't just tack it on, you know, to other things you'd like to do with your life. You need to be like Jesus and say, Father, your will be done, not mine. So make disciples of all nations. It's a global enterprise. That's why we support missionaries in the Ukraine and Italy and Myanmar. And making disciples is our mission at home. And that's what I like about all four of these testimonies, mothers fulfilling Matthew 28. So we've had mom as a servant, mom as a discipler, mom as an encourager. We got one more.
My mother is Patsy Roach Tetley, and she is one of four children. Some of the things I can remember about when I was growing up regarding our church activities, we always went to church. We always went to church in Sunday morning. We always went to church Sunday night. And we always went to church on Wednesday nights for youth group. Whether or not we were wanting to go that day or that evening, Mom always got us up, always got us in the car, always took us to church. And that repetitiveness of going to church sunk in for all of us after we reached a certain age. She instilled the values that we needed to live productive lives, and she gave us the gift of Christ. There was a time in when we were growing up that my mom and dad had that car accident, and I was in fifth grade, I believe, and my sister in sixth, and my little brother was a second grader. And it was not far from our house, and they had a dog in the car that had just gotten a dog fight, one of our dogs, and they went through a yield, and another car was going like 90 miles an hour and hit them. And my parents were both thrown out of the car, and my mom told us, she remembered the first thing that she did was to crawl around and look for Dad and then the children. She was thinking we were in the car, but we weren't. But Dad was unconscious for 2.5 weeks in the hospital, and miraculously he awoke, and he saw a finger of God pointing at him and say, Wayne, it's time for you to get up. I'm not finished with you yet. And our mom told us that story. And our mom instilled in us those values. She sat by her husband. And those things that we watched her do, even though we were young children, we watched her stay by her husband. We watched her love her husband. And we watched her love of God. Because she knew that he would heal my dad. That was one of the important steps, I think, in our lives. Because that was really hard on our whole family. And our mom was the stay-at-home mom, the person that held everybody together, and to this day she does that as well. Our mom will come to any of our homes, and you don't even know she's there, but you come home and your house is all clean. So that was a pretty cool thing that she always still does, and I think that's how she continues to give to us, but also she gives to all of our extended family. When you get to know my mom, or if you haven't had the pleasure to know her, you'll see those godlike attributes that she has, which is she's the most loving, caring, kind, considerate person that you'll ever meet, and anyone that knows her would definitely be benefited by that. And she's a fantastic person, and I love you, Mom.
That's Sally Turner talking about Pat Tetley. So many things in all of these, and you know, we could talk about faith, we could talk about the love, we could talk about their perseverance and their patience and kindness and all these different things. We could do about 100 character traits. What I appreciate about this one was Pat's consistency. Always Sunday mornings, always Sunday night. You remember Sunday night church? Yeah. Always Wednesday night for youth group. Sally mentions watching Pat's love for her husband, watching Pat's consistent witness. Of course, we know kids are always watching. More is caught than taught. What are you consistently showing them? What message are you sending them when you get up every Sunday morning and have them in worship? What message are you teaching when you live the forgiving life, a praying life, a reading scripture life? You're not going to be perfect. We know that. But kids see, and they know what's first in your life. And there's so much in all of these testimonies, because there's so much to being a parent. But if you do these four, you'll do pretty well. Be a servant, be a discipler, be an encourager, and just be consistent. That's Pat Tetley, and many of you moms as well. If I were Satan, I would do everything I can to dissuade you from your mission. I would do everything to discourage you. I'd do everything to have you get your kids involved in so much other stuff that they don't have time for God's family. I'd attack your marriage and see if I could destroy that. I'd try to keep your kids from youth group, keep them out of Sunday school. I'd do everything to make sure your family did not look like what God intended it to be. I would make sure mom and dad were kind of half-hearted and, you know, in short, I'd start by getting families to drift away from why they were created. But the good news is that greater is he that is in you than he is that in the world. Our power is greater than the power that's going to try to dissuade you and distract you. These four moms prove the truth of that. God can work in your life, and he can use you for eternal purposes. And I want to thank you, moms, for fulfilling the mission God gave you. And thank you for serving and discipling and encouraging and your consistency. Let's pray. Father, thank you for these servants. Thank you for the many servants that are sitting here today. And thank you for blessing them with children, and thank you for their desire to honor you in their home. Give our moms the strength, the wisdom, and the guidance they need. Give them encouragement and perseverance when things are hard. May we as a church family be a vital part of their family. And we pray that those who will be moms, that they are already in the process of preparation for this mission that you will give them. And we pray for those who want to be moms but cannot. And for moms who have lost a child. Because this can be a day of pain for some. And we just ask your blessing and strength and comfort to be with them. But most of all, may all of us strive to fulfill the mission you've given us. In Jesus' name, amen.